Hey, so I came across this really interesting paper that just dropped in Nature Communications last week, and I think it's worth talking about. It's about a new approach to one of those persistent headaches in precision oncology, specifically the problem of variant calling when you don't have a matched normal sample. And if that doesn't immediately sound urgent to you, trust me, it will in a minute. The paper's called Improved Tumor-Only Variant Calling and Mutation Burden Estimation with VARNET Dash. And the authors have basically tackled a genuinely frustrating clinical reality. Sometimes you just don't have the luxury of comparing a tumor sample against a healthy control from the same patient. That happens more often than you'd think. Archival samples, biobanks, clinical workflows under real-world constraints. And when you're missing that normal reference, calling somatic variants becomes a lot harder. The new framework, VARNET-T, is a deep learning model that's genuinely moving the needle on this. Let me back up a step. In cancer sequencing, the standard approach is you get paired samples, tumor and normal tissue, from the same patient. You sequence both, and then you look for variants present in the tumor but absent in the normal. That's your somatic mutation signal. It's noisy, sure, but it's tractable because you've got that natural baseline. Now, tumor-only sequencing is different. You just have the tumor, no normal control. So you're trying to distinguish real somatic mutations from germline variants and sequencing artifacts using population databases and statistical models. It's more ambiguous. You're trying to filter signal from noise without your clearest comparison point. Here's why this matters for the clinic. TMB, tumor mutation burden, is genuinely useful for treatment decisions. It's a predictor of how well patients respond to immunotherapy. If you can accurately identify which patients are TMB high, you can make better calls about whether checkpoint inhibitors are going to work. But if you can't confidently call variants in a tumor-only setting, you're stuck. You miss out on information that could guide patient care. So what did these researchers do? They built VARNET-T, a deep learning framework trained on large paired sample data sets to learn what somatic variants look like. The clever bit is that once it's trained, it can work on tumor-only data. It's learning features that distinguish real mutations from artifacts in a way that generalizes beyond the normal sample comparison it saw during training. The results are pretty striking. In their benchmark against existing tumor-only variant callers on the SEQC2 dataset, VARNET-T achieved an AUPRC of 0. 773. The second best method got 0, 577. That's roughly a 20 to 33% performance improvement. So we're not talking about marginal gains here, but here's what I think is even more clinically relevant. Their TMB high classification accuracy. They hit an F1 score of 88% compared to 43 to 55% for other methods. And across all cancer types they tested, only about 5% misclassification. That matters because misclassifying someone as TMB high when they're actually TMB low, or vice versa, sends you down a very different treatment path. They also looked at correlation with tumor normal TMB estimates. Basically, how well their tumor-only predictions match what you'd see if you had a matched normal. VARNET-T achieved a Pearson correlation of 0.82. For comparison, Deep Somatic got 0.57, and MUTEC2 got 0.21. So the older methods were drifting pretty far from the ground truth. And then there's the generalization story, which I find interesting from a model design perspective. They built a single pan-cancer model, one model trained across multiple cancer types. Conventional wisdom might say, oh, you need cancer-specific models. Nope. Their pan-cancer model outperformed cancer-specific models and generalized well to cancer types that weren't even in the training set. That's a good sign for clinical deployment because it means you're not chasing the moving target of retraining for every population you encounter. So what does this actually unlock clinically? A few things stand out to me. First, the accuracy at TMB high classification is the thing that moves the needle in real oncology. TMB high is a key biomarker for immunotherapy response, especially in tumors with high mutational burden. If you can confidently identify those patients from tumor-only data, you've removed a major friction point. You're no longer dependent on whether you happen to preserve a normal sample from your patient. That's huge for retrospective studies, using archival material, for biobanks trying to do precision medicine without recalling patients, and for any clinical lab working with limited resources. Second, the generalization across cancer types is subtle but important. Cancer genomics has this constant challenge. Any model you build is trained on some specific population with some specific cancer types. Then you encounter a new population or a rare cancer type you haven't modeled, and suddenly you're not sure how much to trust the results. VARNET-T, breaking that pattern, showing it works well on unseen cancer types, suggests this is more like a general purpose tool than a specialized one. That makes deployment way more practical. Third, the correlation story. Getting to zero. 82 correlation with tumor normal estimates is functionally meaningful. It means you're not just making binary decisions differently. You're actually recovering the underlying biology. If TMB truly correlates with immunotherapy response, and VARNET-T's tumor-only TMB estimates correlate that tightly with paired sample estimates, then you're not losing signal by going tumor-only. But I think what's worth sitting with is the gap that's being closed here. For years, the clinical consensus has been tumor-only is second rate. And there are legitimate reasons for that. The underlying information theoretic problem is harder. But this paper is suggesting that with the right deep learning architecture, trained on enough data, you can approach the tumor normal standard. Not everywhere, not perfectly, but enough that the gap becomes clinically acceptable. That's a shift. The broader implication here is precision oncology getting more flexible. Clinical workflows aren't always ideal. Samples aren't always pristine. But if you can get from tumor-only data to actionable TMB estimates with 88% accuracy on the high burden classification, you're enabling diagnostics and treatment selection in settings where it previously wasn't feasible. This is the kind of paper that feels incremental in isolation. Deep learning applied to a specific variant calling task, but it's actually solving a real bottleneck. And the fact that it's published in Nature Communications with these performance benchmarks suggests the community is taking it seriously. If you're working in oncology genomics, cancer, immunotherapy, or biomarker development, this one's worth reading. It's going to shape how labs think about the tumor-only problem. And if you're more on the ML side and curious about domain application, it's a nice example of how large language models and deep learning are reshaping genomics, specifically around the constraints that actual clinical workflows impose. Worth your time.